This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hide and Seek is a program for adults. Joy 94.9 reminds you that the next hour may contain strong sexual references, coarse language, and drug references.
And seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy. 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 And enjoy the ride.
Now, joining me in the studio is my co-host Fiona Patton from the Australian Sex Party, and our very special guest is Rob Godwin, the General Manager of Sexpo. Rob, thank you for joining us on Hide and Seek here at Joy.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been in the job of General Manager for about 12 months now?
Yep.
What were you doing before you were sexing it up with all of the throng at Sexpo?
Sexing up in different ways, working for a fabulous company called Calvista, bringing the beautiful porn stars from around the world.
I'll let you in on a little secret, listeners. Rob was my boss. And he was a very good boss, but he is no longer my boss. And now we work together in other ways. So your background is in porn.
Yeah.
And your accent is not Australian.
Yeah, now, what was your stage name?
What was it? It was Bangalore or something like
Bangalore.
That.
Bangalore.
Well, geezer, where you from?
South London, mate.
South London.
Yep.
Isn't that where all the dodgy fuckers come from?
Yeah. I'm absolutely one of them. I think I came over the lure of cheap porn and easy women. So that's
right.
Why we're here.
And yes. You came to Australia for that? Mm. Right,
Fiona.
What's that about?
Well, as I said, the education system in London, not terribly good. I suspect he thought he was coming somewhere else.
I see.
Actually, the women are pretty easy here.
Yeah.
me.
Rob, you've been in the position of Sexpo's general manager for 12 months now. Tell me about that experience. What's that been like?
It's been a steep learning curve. Having known the show prior to becoming GM, you got an understanding of the patrons of the show itself, the details of, I suppose, putting on a show. But when you get down to the day-to-day level of bringing together four shows a year, it might not sound a lot of shows, but each show will take about 3 months to plan.
Now, when you say four shows a year, there's a show in Melbourne and Sydney.
Yep.
And in Brisbane, and
we vary the fourth show between Perth and Adelaide every two years or so. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about Sexpo. How long's it been running now?
13th year now. It started off at the Carlton Crest, which is now the Siebel, in a couple of hotel suites.
By Albert Park Lake.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It was also, I lied about my age and went to that show, but it was also held on the same weekend as the National Chartered Accountants Convention.
Not in the same building.
In the same building. Oh, I know. They thought there was going to be hair pulling. and the media tried to really pump this up that there was going to be, you know, accountants would be protesting against Sexpo.
Accountants would be protesting?
I know, exactly.
They got that wrong, surely.
They did. And the fellow said, the spokesperson from the Chartered Accountants said, "Oh, but their show will be more interesting than ours." And we saw a lot of grey-suited men at that show.
And I guess, was that open to the public the first year? Was it a general release public thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that sort of took people a bit by surprise. Is that right, Fiona?
It was pretty phenomenal. No one expected, well, we thought it was kind of a nice idea, a good public relations exercise to show what the sex industry was like, and that we weren't a bunch of sort of raving loonies with four heads. What amazed us was thousands of people came and attended and paid a door prize and wanted to buy things. I mean, we'd never figured out on that one, so there was nothing for sale. Oh, so
it was like a show, not to buy.
No.
It was like a profile of the latest.
Absolutely, you know, come and see, you know, stripper, come and see the latest. But we never thought that people would actually want to hand over hard-earned cash. That's right.
Wow, okay.
Yes, we've learnt our lesson very well now.
It's changed quite dramatically since then. Rob, what have you done in the last 12 months to reinvent, because it's been around a while now?
I brought a bit of pominess to the equation. We had English porn stars for the last two shows. Which
just brought cricket to the show.
Right. So, okay, so far
we're now actually the biggest adult lifestyle show in the world. And I think it's a very proud factor to come from a Melbourne-based company.
You mean the Yanks and the Germans don't outdo you?
Not even the dirty Germans. We have over 300,000 that come through the doors between Australia and South Africa. They have three major shows now a year.
It's franchised?
Yep.
Wow.
And we are going to be in Auckland 2010, and we'll be in London 2011. Ready for the next Ashes.
That's out of control. Wow.
And when you think Australia has more censorship than any other country in the world, yet we're now exporting a sex show.
Well, I guess from your perspective, that's about getting the show right, isn't it?
Yeah.
About getting the formula and the system right behind the show and making that the franchise.
But when we travel the world and present sex both to a global audience, as Fiona was saying, it's crazy where people, they see the number of people we get through the door, and yet the question... We can't sell adult films. And they kind of look at you like...
Because in each state, it's illegal to sell X-rated titles, and therefore Sexpo doesn't sell X-rated titles.
Unless Sexpo went to Canberra or to Northern Territory.
Have you thought about that?
It would be okay for a few hours.
Yeah.
They tried Traralgon once.
Traralgon,
yeah. Grand final weekend, Sexpo at Traralgon.
Hello to all our Traralgon friends.
Yes.
Okay, well... Sexpo has, in its last, since you've taken over, it seems to have had a little bit of a higher profile again.
Yeah.
Mm. And certainly there's more bums on seats these days.
It's been a cracking year. Yeah. A lot of things have aligned. I would say last Melbourne show, last November, the launch of the Australian Sex Party was a big,
it was too, yeah.
Was a big draw card. It's all about press, and it's all about getting coverage both from your paid press and from your journalistic press.
Now, if I recall last year, the Sydney Sexpo was being a little outshone by some international guest, and it wasn't a porn star. It was a man in Prada shoes and a white cloak, the Pope.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Fiona. Don't look so upset. Oh, you
know. Red shoes, of course. Yeah.
Do you remember the visual thing about that show? Was the red rucksacks. All the pilgrims had red rucksacks.
Oh.
And it was fantastic to see it. So many red rucksacks at Sexpo the week after.
Well, and what was also lovely was that a lot of them, because we employ a lot of sort of backpackers and casual staff for Sexpo, that a lot of them had been out for World Youth Day,
right.
and then sort of
wanted a job
doing PR or working on one of the showbag stands, and we employed a lot of the pilgrims.
Now I recall, Fiona, you put out a pretty cheeky little press release to try and get some gravitas in the media, because at the time everybody went Catholic and nobody wanted to talk about Sexpo. So tell us about that press release, because it actually gained ground. It got a foothold.
Look, it did. I mean, we were saying we had a fabulous performer out called Belladonna, and she's an articulate, brilliant woman. Anyway, she wanted to give the Pope some sex education and actually offered to give him a number of her films, so that he could get a better understanding of what the people of today and the young people of today were actually thinking about sex. And that actually got quite a lot of coverage. People were saying, well, yeah, you know, here is World Youth Day. And, of course, they were opposing the handing out of condoms during the time when you have all of these young men and women coming
hormones
to town.
Flooded everywhere.
Yeah, you know, sharing showers and...
hopefully they were in prayer and not kneeling before something else. Rob Godwin, the general manager of Sexpo, and Fiona Patton from the Australian Sex Party. You're listening to Hide and Seek. This is Joy 94.9.
And enjoy the ride.
Rob, what are some of the changes ahead that Sexpo has this year? And you've already said that we've got plans to expand internationally. Mm. So tell us a bit about the future of Sexpo as you see it.
There's obviously Sexpo, the future of Sexpo in Australia. We have our two biggest shows in Sydney, which is a new date of end of October, 29th to the 1st of November, and 3 weeks after that, the Melbourne show. Within those two...
That must be just before the Melbourne Cup.
It's the... either side of the Melbourne Cup.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be a busy few weeks. Sydney would be our last new look show of the year. We've got a new logo, completely new stage acts. In Sydney, we already sold out of our retail space 3 months out from the show.
That's for the vendors, too.
Yeah. So the actual demand... is we've got a waiting list for people to exhibit. So we have the biggest range of retail stores and exhibitions. We have a whole host. Russell Gilbert, the well-known Melbourne comedian. He's emceeing with Suzy Q, Penthouse Pet. That's a first for them in Sydney. We have a cracking new male routine from Perth coming over alongside the Bad Boys. Sexpo Showgirls, beautiful trio ladies. That's their home ground, so it's the first time they've come as a trio to Sydney. We've got Sexy Cars. We have a new entertainment zone with DJs, and we're just about to sign up a cracking band for the headline Friday and Saturday night. So a lot more youthful feel to the show, which represents our exit surveys in the age range of our patrons.
I think it's interesting, like when you're talking about it's in its 13th year. I mean, I'm always amazed at how many people return to the show. Mm. You know, and they come back and they go, yes, this is the 10th time my husband and I, or my girlfriend and I, or my boyfriend and I have been to the show. But I guess, I mean, that's the challenge for you, Rob, is to now, how do you keep growing such a great show, and how do you keep people interested? And I suppose find new markets for it and invite and make it interesting for new demographics. I mean, we've got any senior citizens things happening.
I'll just share you a little story of my own when working at a Sexpo 1 year, and it was this young guy who had stood in a line to meet Jesse Jane, porn star, and he had honestly stood there for an hour and a half. He was only quite thin, he was quite small, he was there with his mates, and he was, the closer he got to the start of the line, the more he shook and the more he started to melt. And by the time he got to the bottom step of stepping up onto the stage to meet Jesse, the poor kid was an absolute mess. And I went over to him and I said, look, mate, are you all right? And he said, it's my 18th birthday today. I'm so excited. He said, I've just walked in here and now I'm meeting Jesse Jane. I just can't believe it. And the kid was beside himself. He was just the most beautiful sight to watch.
Yeah.
And for all the right reasons. And he went away one very happy man. I don't know whether we had to clean up the stage afterwards, but
so you don't normally offer
Jessie's very good at taking care of her patrons.
She's very good.
Now, are you planning on having any big name porn stars coming out for Melbourne and Sydney this year?
I would ask you the same question. Yes, we are. We have got a couple of key stars for both shows, which will be hopefully confirmed this week.
And you were telling me a little bit about a competition that you're thinking of running. A short film contest.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
The in Canberra, there's a short film festival the few weeks before Sexpo, and we feel we want to try and widen the spectrum to a wider audience and wider genres within the show. And we are all quite creative chaps at and ladies at Sexbone. The idea of the Sexpo short film or erotic short film festival isn't necessarily to get a collection of porn. It's more to get a collection of people's views on their own sexuality, so they can express themselves through film and have a great audience to watch and assess their works of art. So the idea is, which we're going to be launching on our website at the end of this month, is there's going to be a major cash prize. People can submit a short film for 5 minutes, and it can be anything. The canvas is absolutely blank. It's up to people's imaginations.
But you're not putting out a big purpose call for X-rated content. It's about contributing to an artistic endeavour.
How will you deal with X-rated content? Well, I mean, obviously a lot of people are going, that's how they're going to express themselves.
Particularly
which
if you
I think
then
is
have
great.
The profile at the big event. Mm. Yeah.
I would. That's a very good question. And it's a challenge in terms of what we're allowed to show at the show, what we're allowed to through the state laws. If we launch it in Canberra, great, we can show X. And yet we go 45 minutes up the road and we can't show X at all.
Yeah.
What I think we'll do is...
two adults in a venue called Sexpo, they can't show sex.
And it's just the most archaic, stupid system. Yeah. But that's the laws we have to live with.
I'm just thinking of an answer to that, because you can actually show still images of people having sex in Melbourne and Sydney. So maybe you could turn some of the more explicit films into slideshows and just do them single image by single image, and then we'd be able to show those. So if it's explicit, we have to do it in slides.
It's just bizarre. It continues to baffle my brain every time I think about our censorship laws. It's just bizarre.
Yes. Or we could, instead of pixelation, which is a requirement to downgrade it to an R rating, we could just put Kevin Rudd's head over the penetration.
Instead of the stars on the titties. Yes, yes, lovely. Very good, very good. Well, apart from the film component of the short film contest, which I think is a great idea and it will give you a great connection to a broader audience, how else do you think that you could make what has been for many years a bit of a outer suburban meathead thumper type of hetero love fest into something that poofs and dykes like me would like to go?
You put it so delicately, Dean.
Yeah, well, I'm good at that.
There's a couple of options. I actually put it back to yourself. This is a great debate we have internally, and we talk to our key suppliers. We have a lot of great gay retailers, cracking, really good gay retailers, but they don't restrict their trading just to the GLBT audience. We did throw up some ideas recently about having a dedicated area. Now, that's positive and it's negative. Do you want to have your own area?
It's segregated. And
you get six one half done the other. I would rather embrace, and we do get a good cross-section of society there, from 18 up to your 60s, you get from your mostly it is heterosexual couples between 21 and 35. But within outside of those that key demographic, you have every mix under the sun, even dodgy pommies that come along to the show. But what I would like to do is attract a wider, having more attractions for every genre out there. Now, we have our beautiful ladies' shows, we have our cracking male routines, etc. But it is still aimed at that core market.
We've got some pretty hot security guys too. That noted.
Mick and
hello,
the
Danny.
I just want that noted.
Lockie, are you listening?
Yes.
Yeah, and one of the key things about Sexpo, its patrons and its staff and our suppliers, is everyone really does have an open and positive attitude. And this is why we would rather have a very more open forum for everyone.
And it's interesting. I mean, a lot of the sort of Vic AIDS Council comes, and a lot of the gay lesbian community sort of support organisations have a presence at Sexpo. So I think that indicates the kind of openness, and hopefully that also invites that kind of the broader community to enjoy the show for what it is, which is a bit of fun. And yes, it can be tacky, and yes, it can be a bit bogan, but, you know, there's a little bit of bogan in all of us, really.
Oh, absolutely.
Dean, I've seen yours.
I know. Thank you very much. On that note, I think it's time to take a break. We're with Fiona Patton from the Australian Sex Party and Rob Godwin, General Manager of Sexpo. This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Circuit Bar. Circuit.com.au.
In the studio, my co-host is Fiona Patton from the Australian Sex Party. We're talking to Bobsy, Mr. Rob Godwin, who's the general manager of Sexpo right throughout Australia. Rob, Sexpo has a major, I guess, philanthropic component as well. There's each year thousands of dollars are donated by the organisation to various charities. Who is Sexpo supporting these days in its newly found heyday?
To tie in with the Sexpo Ashes, which we ran in the last Brisbane and Perth Sexpo, which was the English Pommy Porn Stars and Bowl at the English Porn Stars, etc., which obviously the English won that one, like with all the Ashes. And we tied that in with the McGrath Foundation, which obviously Jane McGrath, who sadly died last year, wife of Glenn McGrath. And that's been a great charity to work with and work for. We donated staff and basically time and space for them to sell their merchandise. But I think we raised a fair amount of cash that way. But the really positive thing was how people donated at the show. We just, the majority of the cash, we raised $10,000 in the last two shows, and we're aiming for $15,000, an additional $15,000 by the end of the year. So within a 12-month period, we raised almost $25,000, and that's really our aim. But it's people that leave the show and during the show that they will happily donate large notes for this cause. And it's, I feel very pleased and very happy about Sexpo patrons digging in the pockets, specifically when the last year has been a lot tougher financially for a lot of people.
Do you think part of Sexpo's success in the last 12 months or so is because people are spending more time at home? And I guess there's that connection of less money to splash on a trip away for a weekend, but you could stay at home for the weekend, and for $100 you could get yourself a nice little toy and a bit of fun.
And get yourself off.
Maybe there's that. Yeah.
You've hit the nail on the head there. Perth Sexpo May was the biggest ever in WA in its seven. They've been seven shows there. And most importantly, though, it's the biggest spend per head of any show in a 13-year history. And that was amazing, really.
We've been doing a bit of media on it, and it does appear that we fall into what they call the lipstick economy.
The lipstick economy.
That when you can't afford a big weekend away or a big romantic dinner, but you can afford a DVD and a little toy with vibrators, and you can have a good time at home. And they're saying it's comparative to you can't afford the Prada bag, but you can afford a Chanel lipstick.
Ah, right.
So it's, they look at that. They say makeup sales go up during times of recession.
And I believe beauty therapists do quite well as well.
Because it's those little treats.
Yeah, can't afford the new dress, but they can get their hair done or something like that.
That's exactly. And I think Sexpo and the products that it promotes fall into that as well.
We had a great article in the Financial Review end of last year where Sexpo was compared to dog food and lipstick. And it's exactly that, where in times of tough, you look after your animals, you want to look good and have a good time. And it certainly is that analogy. People stay home to have fun.
Your expansion internationally, what shape is that taking? Tell us.
Well, the
that.
Demise of the shows in New Zealand has prompted a calling from a lot of patrons over there to take Sexpo down there. We have a number of exhibitors and shows that come across from New Zealand, so we're going to do the reverse. And it's a similar story in the UK. They have quite a poorly run show over there, and we have a lot of key international partners that are keen for us to get involved over there. So.
And South Africa?
South Africa, 62% growth last year. It's a huge, huge expanding market.
Wow.
Three shows.
And I'm assuming they sell X-rated films.
Certainly do.
At that show. Ah. Yeah.
And they sell X-rated in New Zealand and they sell X-rated in the UK. So us boring pommies that don't particularly like adult films, they can still buy them.
Yeah.
Now, you introduced a new concept in Melbourne last year, which was the VIP ticket. We're not allowed to talk about prices, and I don't really want to talk about tickets other than the fact that this was a new concept for Sexpo. Was it over multiple days you could come with the one ticket, or what?
But it kind of gave a little bit more value for money at a higher price, but very affordable higher price. You could be a VIP for the day. Within that entry, a slightly higher entry price, you got a nice show bag with magazines and DVDs, lube, vibrator. You had your own VIP area next to the porn star, the bar there, so you could have a cosmopolitan whilst the English porn stars play cricket.
Sexpo business class.
Class. I like that. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. And how did that go?
Sold out in 1.5 days.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that one of the key things was the VIP area around the front of the stage where you're so close you could feel the sweat off the dripping off torsos.
Well, if that is not an incentive, I don't know what is. Fiona, we've got a really lovely message here that I want to read out. A listener has said, I just want to say thank you once again for a great show, and that I firmly believe that society would benefit incredibly from being more open and honest about sex.
Hear, hear.
You must come back on air again, and you are awesome. We spend so much of the curriculum teaching kids things in case they need them, but we neglect to teach them things about what they will definitely need. That bit doesn't make sense, and I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Grant. I hope to be on again. And it is, and shows like this, again, it's about we as a society actually aren't all that afraid about sex, but we don't get opportunities to talk about it. Our politicians can't say the word either without giggling or saying, and it's bad. You know, so we have this very negative kind of public policy around sex, yet privately we're all pretty happy, you know, with where we're going with our sex and sexuality.
It's quite bizarre to watch our politicians squirm every time the topic comes up. They go into this meltdown.
You know, and it's weird because you just think of Kevin Rudd when he went to the strip club, you know, and it was exposed. And I think that was very well orchestrated by some very clever advisors. but all of a sudden, like, here's the bloke, they say, oh, well, he's all right, but I wouldn't want to go to a barbecue with him. And he comes out as being this bloke who's been to a strip show, and all of a sudden his ratings skyrocket. I mean, the same with Clinton and Lewinsky. The minute that was discovered, again, he was never more popular than after that. So they've got to understand, they've got to embrace sex. It doesn't hurt them.
Look, if you're having it, you may as well embrace it.
That's right. Come to Sexpo. I mean, we send out invitations every year for every politician to come to Sexpo.
How many do you get?
We get one or two. We've invited Rob Hulls, the state attorney general, to every Sexpo. And we explain to him that this is relevant to the businesses that his office oversees and regulates, yet he's too frightened. They say to me, but Fiona, what if someone sees me there? And I think, well, they're there too, you know, so what's the problem?
Fiona, you know these people personally and you speak to them both in camera and on camera. What do they really think? Or is what we get what they really think, or is what we get what they want the public to know?
You know, I think if you polled in camera, if you polled Victorian Parliament, for example, they would have the same attitudes to gay marriage, to censorship, to internet filtering that we do. That they are quite often quite representative of society, but they are too afraid to make that position public. And they keep it to themselves because, as we were talking about earlier, they're afraid of the 5% of people who oppose those positions, who are very vocal and who may knock them out of their next election.
You're listening to Hide and Seek. This is Joy 94.9. We're talking to Fiona Patton from the Australian Sex Party and Rob Godwin from Sexpo. You're on Joy 94.9.
In and enjoy the ride.
Rob, how do we keep track of Sexpo and its ins and outs and what's going to be featured and what's your website? That's my
Sexpo.com.au.
Sexpo.com.au.
We also say there's Mr. Sexpo's Twitter account.
That's not your personal Twitter account, is it?
I've got some great stuff.
Yeah.
No, it is actually. And my ego goes before me. We also have Sexpo Australia as a Twitter account and Facebook as well.
So. Now, you guys have been kicked out of the Jeff Shed, is that correct?
No, we're back.
Oh.
They saw the light and...
Jeff said, no, I can't live without you. Yeah. Come back to my shed.
Yeah, I think the Armidale Quilters Association actually cancelled. So that left room for Sexpo to come back.
It was a bit of a joke about the Quilts Society having their show, and they actually are on at the same time as Sexpo.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. You can get little knitted booties and a dick warmer at the same time as your dildo. I love the idea.
We're their longest running show at the MEC. So,
right.
We're fine now.
So will the new complex next door to Jeff Shed, have we got a name for that yet? We need a name for that.
Convention Centre?
Yeah, no, not that name. We need a...
We need something better.
Brumby's Barn or something. I don't know. Anyway, have we got a name? Send in, listeners, send in your suggestions for that new convention centre. We'll come up with a name before the end of the show. Will that bring in more patrons, do you think?
The new building?
Having the new building there, yeah.
We'll be based in the original building because that fits our infrastructure a lot better.
There'll be an event, surely, next door.
Yeah. We had a tour of it and it's absolutely superb. I'm actually going to be in that area the month before where there's a charity boxing match. The month before, and we're in there. So, but it's beautiful, state of the art, bells and whistles, fantastic. Mm.
It's also probably one of the first 5-star green buildings, I think, in Australia.
Ah.
So it collects its own rainwater. It's got amazing recycling systems. It's got the building materials that they used. Much of it's recycled. They've built sort of a 50-square-meter wall out of one piece of ply. I mean, it does
look quite amazing.
Yeah, it's a very, very clever building, and I think, the Victorian government should be proud of it.
I don't think Victorians have quite warmed to it as yet, only in that whilst they've had an open day and that, I don't think we've been really invited in yet,
No.
I don't think we've connected to it yet.
And, that's an interesting point, Dean, because one of the reasons that they, kind of off the record or, casually remarked about not having Sexpo there was that they were trying to attract an international audience, and they were trying to attract international shows and international conferences, and they were concerned that the senses and sensibilities of other countries may be offended by Sexpo. And I think that kind of goes back to the core that, it's for Victorians and Sexpo is a very popular show. So why would you kick a show out so you could invite, the Brazilian dentists?
Well, I look forward in 5 years' time to hosting a open discussion forum in one of their 5,000-seat lecture theatres in conjunction with Sexpo just across the way. I think that there we go. There's an A.
I think that's been... Well, the hide-and-seek show at Sexpo.
We'll broadcast live. There we go.
Treasure hunt at Sexpo.
We have this year, though, which is going to overshadow the new building. We do have Sexpo Bubble. It's a working title. But
it's a working title. What does Sexpo Bubble mean? You're going to have to explain yourself.
It's Big Brother with balls. Oh, yes. We're going to get...
Brother with balls.
We're going to get 6 lucky punters to live in Sexpo for the 4 days of the show.
Oh, I see.
And you as patrons can vote who goes in there, but you can also vote who gets out.
You need a same-sex couple in there.
Absolutely.
Now we're onto something. We're going to make this our own pink Sexpo if it kills me.
See, hide and seek, you could broadcast from the bubble.
Oh, there's a great idea. Except I don't know whether I want to be in there for 4 days or something ridiculous.
I know, but some of the things you'd be able to vote on SMS to decide what they do, what the contestants do. So you could give a massage while you're live on air to another Or receive one. You can be receiving from the Bad Boys.
It's getting better by the minute. We might have to have you back, Rob, to discuss this further. We better wrap up this little chat. Fiona, before we go, let's tell the listener how we can contribute to the Australian Sex Party, or how we can perhaps sign up as a member of the Australian Sex Party. Do you take memberships?
We take memberships. We've got we've got around 2,000 members now, which I understand is quite good for a party that's so new. But yes, you can join. You can download from our website. We encourage you just to give us feedback, give us ideas. I mean, we are a new party and we are looking for feedback. And we are developing our policy platforms. We are around sex and gender. And I think it's, for such a small organisation, it's important that we stay focused. And I think there's a lot to be said on the national platform about those issues. But please, yeah, join the party. We'd love to have 10,000 members by the end of the year. But yes, sign up to our newsletter or, you know, get on Facebook or Twitter. We're on both, of course. And we'd like to hear people's thoughts and ideas, most importantly.
And you also list on your website more details about your policies and where you've been. I noticed you've got sort of your own little blog that keeps everybody up to date on your website. So.
Yes, that's proving very interesting. I'm learning a lot writing my blog.
Well, I would like to thank very much my guest this evening, my co-host Fiona Patton from the Australian Sex Party, and also our in-studio guest, Rob Godwin, General Manager of Sexpo. To both of you, thank you very much for joining us on Hide and Seek here on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Keep up the brilliant work.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Circuit Bar. Circuit.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.